There is rebellion in the wind.
A new
Here we
world
go.
Order. New world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is the problem.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Greetings, salutations from a much absent Dutch Jones radio program crew here in Cahuilla, California. We missed you guys. We apologize, but we lost our website. Our internet was down. The conference was going on. Lewis was holding out on strike for more pay. He wants 4 hot pockets per show now. I don't know how we're going to be able to afford that. What's wrong with you, Lou?
What?
You wanted? We were giving him 1 hot pocket, and he went to. He heard about union rules.
I had like 2 pockets all year.
Yeah, and you should have liked it. But we're back. This is live. It is October 5th, and the time that I can still see while squinting is 5:04 p.m. Pacific time.
Specifically at 5.
It is now fall in California. We've had rain for a couple days. Fortunately, it didn't rain too much during the conference. We had a lot of campers. I know everybody. I just checked my email. I had over 400 emails. Where are you? Why aren't you doing your show? Even poor Cornkey, Ed Cornkey is like, what's wrong? Well, our website just went down, and we realized I didn't have a phone number to call him. I keep everything. You know, I usually just email. I got narrow casting in my contacts. So Ed, if you're listening, I know sometimes you tune in as a guest. Email me on on the way we usually contact each other, you know, privately, and a phone, and I will have my technical sergeant, which is Lewis, program it into my phone so next time I can call you and let you know. I apologize to our Liberty Tree Radio listeners, Facebook, the pod people, and of course to Olima. I don't have your phone number anymore, Olima. Thank you for tuning in, and I should have been able to tell you, hey, we can't do the show. Because we don't, you know, we could have done it through you broadcast, honestly, but the web just kept cutting out, and now it's great. And in all honesty, we didn't raise enough money. I think we only did $195 for last month. We needed $350. We couldn't pay the bill. But then we this morning we added up. We made enough money to get the internet, the website, and all that back up. So we're doing good. So remember to spread the word. The new website is a .info, DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info, www.DutchJones.info, I-N-F-O. I like it better. The email is the same, DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com for those of you. We do have an offer for those of you that make a regular monthly contribution of $10 or more a month. You can have your own private Dutch Jones email. You can have Squiggly Wiggly at DutchJones.info. You want to be Squiggly Wiggly, Lou?
No, I think it's
Squiggly Wiggly. Lou, can you run over there and turn off that fan? It's really bugging me. We don't need it right now. It's nice and cool here. It's about 80 degrees. Watch your headphones. But if you donate at least $10 a month to the Dutch Jones radio program, you can have, you know, and if you miss a month or two, we're not going to say anything, but you can have your, you know, your own, you know, Supreme Christian Warrior at
DutchJones.info.
DutchJones.info. And Lou will handle that. I've been logged out because someone else connected with my name. Who logged in with my name? Hey, Rocky, I see you in there. I just got logged out, man. We're still up and transmitting, though, right, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's trying to log in as Dutch Jones? Who hit it? You guys in the chat room, find him and beat him up. Now I just got booted off, but I can't see who's in there. But I just saw Rocky come up just before we go.
Hey, we got
somebody donated $12. That person that donated $12, email us at DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. Say, hey, I donated $12. I want my own Dutch Jones email account because we put the money into getting our own domain name. So you can be part of the Dutch Jones family, part of the training. Who we got walking? Oh, another. We got extra special guests here. I'm going to tell you about them in a little bit here. Is it okay if I tell them that you guys are here? You know, Mr. and Mrs. You know, I didn't know if the Obamas wanted anybody. Oh, man, I messed up. Actually, Oprah's camping here, not physically on the property, but she was seen on Saturday buying camping equipment with her lesbian friend, and they bought a bunch of camping equipment. They came up to the park. So maybe they'll pop in for part of the studio audience. Now I'm back in again, guys. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. But we do have a studio audience that drove all the way. What was that? Oh, that's me coming back on. If you heard that, that's the half-naked lady on You Broadcast. I hate that. I don't know. I actually asked them if she was naked, and they sent me a picture of her. She's just wearing a low-cut dress. I said, but that's inappropriate, and I don't like it. But not much I can do for, you know, I'm only paying them like, what do we pay, $30 a month or something?
I don't know.
I guess I'm not a big enough player. You know, I'm not like First Amendment Radio or something. I don't have enough pull. I don't even know if First Amendment Radio is still on the air. We've got some input. We got some word that it might be down. I don't know. They may be suffering from the same thing. Why is Manny Cam going out, Lou? Look at that. Stop. Oh, now I got to stop. How do I stop this? What's going on? Look at this. I can't even. I can't pause it.
Don't go over it. You're not going over it.
Yeah, I can hear a delay here. Let me just mute it. Boom.
Mute.
Oh, my computer's locked up. Okay, here we go, here we go. Let's try this. Sorry, folks, we're having technical difficulties here. Nothing major, but I can't stop the stream. Can't stop the stream, no. Rocky Hill Ranger saying her sixth toe will lead her to the studio. Yeah, if those of you who don't know, Rocky Hill Ranger is an Oprah fan, and he knows everything about her. He told me, I think it was yesterday or the day before at the conference, that Oprah has six toes on one foot. And I don't know how to stop this, Lou. Something's going on here. Something's going wrong here. There it is. There it's coming up. I'll punch that a bunch of times to make it pause. But the conference weekend was here. We had a great time. I was talking about we have some visitors from Oklahoma. Those of you, Chuck and Carla, who jump in the chat room from time to time. But you're mostly pod listeners, right? You're pod people?
Yeah. Busy.
You're busy? Or?
I'm doing stuff everywhere.
But it's on in the background, I've heard you say sometimes. So, but they are infrequent, random guerrilla listeners from Oklahoma. They drove all the way from Oklahoma to come to the conference to sleep on the Dutch Jones living room floor. And have fried potatoes and pork product with us. And, we're great hosts. We broke out the government pork and diced up some potatoes. It's been fun. We did a little bit of training. I promised them to we'd train them to shoot, but it's like all kinds of stuff getting in the way. We've had demons, man. We've just had evil spirits. Our soundboard crashed. Our computers were dying. Just like, you know, the radio show. But you know what? Lou got every single CD out before people left, and I think Lou deserves a big applause there. And
when it crashed in the middle of Peter Hammond on the last one.
Yeah, it crashed in the middle of Peter Hammond, but we had redundancy. I had a camera rolling.
I had to remember all his speech and redo it in
Lou,
South African accent.
Yeah, Lou. So when you hear Peter Hammond and it changes a little bit, that's Lou on the CD. Now we will make the CDs available to you guys, but there's kind of you know how they do a blackout when like a football team doesn't sell enough tickets. So we got to wait a couple of weeks, and then we'll put them up on the website, and anybody who makes a $25 donation will automatically get the whole set. But we're going to wait because they're selling them for like $50 for the whole
45.
Set. 45. I like that number. $45, but we're going to wait. The pastor says I have to wait. The videos are going to take a couple months to edit because I was on the camera and I went blind. Literally, I couldn't do anything, so we're going to have to do a lot of fixing and correcting and overlaying of PowerPoint. Because I'm not happy with the camera that I did. I'm really embarrassed. But I lost. My eyesight has got about 10 times worse than it was last year at this time. So Lou did a great job. I couldn't believe he got all of it edited and put together. And people were buying them the CDs. The videos is another question. There were 12 CDs? Actually 13.
Yeah, 12. No, 12.
12, because we had the Cardia Trio was in there too.
No, we didn't bring them.
We didn't do the audio on those? Okay, well, they'll be in the video. We presented our militia video. Those of you that are friends of the show, you got a glimpse of it early. I took it down off YouTube after you all saw it because I'm not too sure. You know, for operational security purposes, we're trying to decide whether or not we want to show that to everybody. Let's just want to tease the FBI a little bit. But we showed the video. We'll make that video available. The pastor said this morning we'll add it. to the videos. And if you make a $50 donation, you will get... You want to make it 50? Or how hard is it going to be for you to do all the videos?
A lot.
We'll come in, probably be around $50. You can get the video too. So we said 25 plus 75 bucks. You can have the audio and video if you make a donation, because we can't sell stuff. But you make a donation, we'll send those out to you. And you're probably saying, well, why would I want them? Well, for the next several days, of course, I'm going to be covering why you're going to want them. We had just a phenomenal conference. Now, a lot of people didn't show up. We had like over 200 and some people pre-register. And a bunch of them didn't show up, and then we had spontaneous. We probably ended up with 230, 240 individuals at the most. But the quality and caliber, we only had a few wacko Nazis show up. We had a couple Christian identity people show up. You know, I don't know why you listen to this show, why you come to this church. I really don't know, and you know who I'm talking to, because I know you listen every day to mock me, but I don't know why you keep showing up here, and then you just smile at me in the hallway. It's just pathetic. But you don't even want to hear the message. But the bulk of the people, the beautiful families, big Christian families. We had a guy come from Pakistan. He probably got the award for farthest. We had a Christian from Pakistan come. South I wish they'd have let him speak. You know, is South Africa farther? We got to get that globe in the back room on a break, and we'll look. We had people come from, there were 10 states represented. We had 3 Oklahomans. Bunch of Washingtons, Oregons, South Carolina, Georgia,
Virginia,
Louisiana, Maryland. Yeah, the guy from the Constitutional Party came from Maryland. What's his name? The guy that invited us over for the Nacho Party, and I had to...
Adam Brink.
Adam Brink, who's a representative for the Constitutional Party, was here. And I'm not even getting into the speaker. Well, the speaker's from South Africa. But we had... I want to talk first about the surprise speaker that just blew me away. You don't have to plug it in. I wouldn't plug it in. I think it'll blow up. Look at that. It looks nasty. We have a light-up globe. There's a bulb inside, but it melted.
Oh.
So there's South Africa. South Africa's farther than Pakistan. I can see it right now. So South Africa still wins, no matter which way you go. Actually, if you go from the west to the east, Pakistan is farther. If you go for, and he came into Los Angeles. So if you go from the other way around the globe, sounds stupid. You don't see the globe. So South Africa. But we had some good speakers. But we had a speaker come from Riverside, California, a guy by the name of Steve Klein. And not a Christian he's a Christian man, but it wasn't a Christian speaking thing. It was about the influx and influence of Islam through the Americas, the United States. This guy goes to the Muslim functions. He hands out tracts. He proselytizes. You know, those little girls are wearing their burqas. He sneaks some Christian... material. It's great. He hands out Bibles in Farsi and Arabic and all the other, you know, unga bunga languages they speak over there, and spreading the word of Christ in all those many tongues. And he was awesome. He was this ex, well, not, I kept saying ex-Marine. He goes, I'm still a Marine, you know, and he was, you know, awesome. A guy who's walked the walk and talked the talk, became a Christian, and just showed through his testimony what's happening in America because of the Muslims. Now, you guys know, I don't get all hung up on one enemy. You know I'm a generalist. I can talk about the Jesuits one day, and the next day I can talk about the Jewish supremacist Zionists, not all Jews. I can talk about the Muslims, but with the Muslims, it is all of them. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry, but I'm not crazy about the Muslim religion. I pray for the women and children in it. We had that man come from Pakistan that was a converted Muslim. He's a Christian now. Well, what Mr. Klein taught us, and Klein's a Jewish name too, I think, isn't it? So he's probably history, yeah. It wasn't Kleinstein or anything, but it was Klein. But he was a great man. Yeah, and I'm going to be directing a lot. I have friends down there in his area that are militias that will listen. I know you know who I am. You know who you are. I'm going to send you his information because he's got a good group going down there. And he'd like to meet ex-military guys and start training in the Riverside area. A lot of Muslims going into Southern California. But his thing was you don't trust a bureaucrat, a computer, or a Muslim ever. Period. And he taught that to his son, who's now a Marine, and it saved his life. His son and another man saw these translators. They knew they were crooked over in Iraq. They knew that something was wrong. They kept telling their commander, don't let him in, don't let him in with his men. They let him in anyway. Suddenly the bomb goes off. Suicide bomber sets himself off. Only 2 Marines left standing out of, he said, 13 Marines. One Marine had a nail in his head embedded in his skull. His son was wounded. They got up and they killed 12 of the Al-Qaeda and wounded another 17 in a 22 or 23 second firefight. because these Al-Qaeda guerrillas came in, and they had pictures of the aftermath and just what's going on. You know, and you know I don't condone the war, and neither does Mr. Klein. It's funny, Mr. Klein said that he was hired for $500 an hour to teach modern Marines how to fight and sell warfare, and he goes, I lasted 45 minutes. Because he was politically incorrect. You know, he was like, he was telling the truth. He's like, you know, and he said he prays for the women and children, and he tries to convert them, but the jihadists, they come at you, you got to deal with them for what they are. Crazed, you know, blood-hungry murderers. And he just doesn't understand why places like Michigan and Southern California are just open arms. And so he had a great presentation. You'll be able to hear. He gave one presentation, but he and Pastor Hammond did a question and answer, some good question and answers. We're going to add to that people were asking some good questions, you know, about is it right now, like for instance, people always ask me on this show, what do we do about that mosque in New York? Should we blow it up? And they both said, no, now is not the time. You're Christian warriors. I mean, it's like they listen to this show. You know, that we're all on the same flow of consciousness and thought and belief. We had, of course, Peter Hammond, who came and spoke three times. Spoke three times. You'll get those. Now, so honestly, some of Peter Hammond's stuff overlapped. He repeated a lot of stuff, and I know why, because we're stupid. And if he didn't say some of the stuff three or four times over three different presentations, we probably wouldn't get it. He went into some history about just the Muslim invasion of Europe and how great Christian kings and potentates came in. The winged warriors from Poland, that's the Jews. But the winged warriors from Poland, yeah, they were Catholics at the time, but that was the time period. But they came in and they defended Vienna and they talked about the Isle of Malta and how they fought the Muslims in unbeatable odds, like 5-3 ratio. And throughout history, the Muslims have always wanted to destroy Christendom. And it was just awesome that Peter Hammond did. And then he showed what's going on in Africa. And, of course, I'm not going to flog a dead horse here on the radio show. You guys, you know, have heard his sermons last week that Lou was able to get up. There's a war for our faith going on all over the place. And if we learn from how Africa fell and how Europe battled throughout history hundreds of years ago, it's going to happen in America. Whether it's the New World Order, the Jesuits pushing it, doesn't matter. The fact is we will be at war with Islam because, folks, Islam's at war with us. So that was interesting. That was the theme of the program. Now, we didn't get up and there were, you know, differences in theology and stuff, but the theme was, you know, let's explore what the Muslims are doing and what we can do to prepare. But and I don't want to say keynote speaker, but the speaker that everybody came to see was Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin came in and he gave, and don't let me forget John Weaver and Pastor Campbell. I'll talk about them more, but I'm talking about the guest speakers. I think it's John Weaver is like one of us. You know, he comes through and rotates through every couple of months, and he's like our circuit preacher, you know. But Chuck Baldwin, we had a lot of people come to this conference because of Chuck Baldwin, and they did not know what to expect. Guys walking around with shoulder rigs and, people wearing BDUs in church, and I was carrying concealed because I don't want people to know. You know, everybody wants to shoot the poor cameraman. I didn't want to give him another reason, you know, because I'm carrying a 45. But Chuck Baldwin, he got up, and I'm not going to give you everything he said. Of course, I can't. But he talked about the agonizing 2-year decision and search to move to Kalispell, and how the key members of his family, his son and his son-in-law, and grandchildren, and all these folks are going to move to a place they've never been before, but they researched it. He said he researched every single state except Massachusetts, which got a chuckle, because I knew he was going to say Massachusetts and California, but he didn't want to offend the home team, but we know. I mean, the big elephant in the room was that, you know, California is like, you know, out of a percentage of 100, we're like, as far as tyranny goes, we're like 95, and Massachusetts is at 96 towards tyranny. We're right there with them, and he didn't want to offend us, but he did like the facility, saw what we were doing, and he had a lot of good things to say. I was surprised. Okay, here I'm going to brag a little bit. He found Stacy, and he says, oh, you're the guys from the Dutch Jones Show. Where's Dutch? I want to meet him. He's been using my stuff. You know, I've heard he's promoting me, and I've heard some of his stuff. And so people were like, hey, Chuck Baldwin's looking for you. I was like, oh, no. I was going to say, stop promoting me. I don't want your kind promoting me. Finally, on Sunday afternoon, because we were real busy, I got to meet him. He's like, oh, no, I've been wanting to meet you. I heard you're reading my stuff on the air. You're playing my sermons. I really like it. And, you know, where do you go out? What, are you on Liberty Tree Radio? Where are you, you know, I want to know where you're going out. Because the secretary, you know, gets all of his emails and tells him what's going on. And it was pretty cool. I was hoping he was going to say, hey, Dutch, we need you to move to Kalispell. We built a TV studio for you. We're going to do a big outreach. No, that didn't happen. I mean, that would have been nice. But the little bit I got to talk to him, he's a really down-to-earth guy. Yeah. He's got a lot to learn. He's getting out of that corporate church movement, and he admitted that. He admitted that, you know, he doesn't know everything about firearms and stuff, but we introduced him to our trainer, Magic. Well, how do you say his name, Lynn?
Serbiak.
No, his first name, Magic.
Michaela.
But we call him Magic. And so, you know, a lot of cards were handed out. A lot of people going, wow, we need to get training like you. We showed the video, not to brag, but just the recruiting video that we did, just to say, hey, look what we're doing. You need to be doing this. Why aren't you doing this? And we, you know, I got so many people coming up to me from churches across the state and the country, people from Nevada, Oregon, saying, can we come to your trainings? And I said, yes, you may. I said, but if you're going to go to a firearms training, we need to check you out, make sure you know what you're doing. So you need to go to an Appleseed program or CMP first. And these people are like, oh, I'm already in that. And these are people going to mainstream churches that like Chuck Baldwin folks. These are 501c3 big mega churches. Oh, yeah, we went and did the Appleseed program through our church. Or I went down to the local, and I'm like, this is great. It gave me hope, because you guys know how I berate the sheep in the big churches. You know I do. And I know I do, and I'm going to keep doing it. But to have someone who comes here from John MacArthur's church go, oh, yeah, I've had this training already. Somebody come from Saddleback Church down there with, what's the guy's name at Saddleback?
Rick Warren.
Go, yeah, I've been to the CMP program. I went down and got my concealed weapons permit. They're hungry, and I'm not trying to poach people from other churches, but I want to be able to at least give them a seed and have the Lord use us here to have them go, yeah, maybe we need a militia. And I'm like, talk to your preachers, talk to your pastors, whatever you call them. If they don't want to do it, you have to make a decision about whether you're being fed properly at that church. People from San Francisco are going, can we come in and train with you? When are you doing your firefighting training? We want to learn that. I said, it's all right here. Now, we'll see if they put their presence where their mouth is, if they show up or not. That's great. But if we just pushed people a little bit in the right direction, I mean, the theme was, like, if you think the federal government's going to protect you from whatever enemy it is, man-made disasters or terrorists or invaders or CHICOMs, whatever, you're delusional. We did a weapons demonstration out on the field with Lewis, both Weavers, Mr. and Mrs., little Miss Weaver out there. You know, I shouldn't say that. She can shoot pretty good. And we had a couple from our church, don't want their name given out, the pastor, and of course Lewis, if I haven't said that already. And Magic was showing a standard response
from
firing support and back. So, you know, what happens if a bad guy creeps up on you? What happens if... you know, you got to spin around. And then we did the non-standard response with multiple targets with the pastors. And then I gave a presentation on CERT. And Lou was out there using the 45 Ruger P90. And everybody was like, because they saw him running around. We were doing audio and video, and they just saw him as another kid in the crowd. And, you know, oh, that kid, you know, they're putting him to work here. Maybe he's on work release from Juvie Hall or something, you know. And he's working with me. And then all of a sudden he produces that 45, and he shot very well. And he was very fast. Everybody's going, you let your kids carry guns here? And we're like, well, yeah, you don't. And one guy says, well, what about children if you have all these loaded guns around? And it's like, okay, go ahead and put it in your safe. The next time you have an invader and it's dark and you're in a hurry, try and get your gun out of your safe. I'd rather know that we got them in a crossfire.
I think the instructor said they don't have access to mine.
They don't have access to my gun. They have their own, and I know for a fact that they have their own guns. So it's like,
he
no.
He just said that to calm them down.
Yeah, because it was a preacher from a church that asked it. He was like, well, all these guns with children. I was like, well, you know. Somebody made the mistake of trying to grab Lewis's holstered 45, and I thought Lewis was going to, like, pop his nose, but... Oh, yeah, it'll break the door. Yeah, it's okay. We're on the air. So, yeah. But we're doing good. Stacy just walked in, and she's yelling at everybody for leaving the door open and poking him in the nose. But it was a good conference. Everybody say hi to Stacy. Say hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
No, don't say hi. What are you, Gracie? Good night, Gracie. But we had that weapons presentation. We had our table set up. We sold a couple of water filters. People just don't have money, and I think that's why the low numbers. We didn't have all the campers. that we usually have. We had a lot of people staying in hotels, which I was surprised they had that kind of money. A lot of people staying here in the houses here. Like I said, we had people sleeping on our floor. You know, we were going to force Lewis out of his room, and then we saw his room. We thought, now we'll just make him sleep on the floor. Lewis and his possum collection. But the conference has pulled off really well. We had a lot of fun on Friday. People came early on Friday. And again, everybody picked Johnny Tremaine as the Friday night movie on the big screen. So everybody's saying, hi, Stacy.
Hi.
So we, Olima says hi. So we did the Johnny Tremaine thing. It actually got mentioned once. Wow, half hour already? We're going to be back after the break. Don't play any commercials just because the websites are wrong. Remember, tell everybody. It says .tk in the commercials.
Yeah, djstore.tk.
That still works?
Yes.
Forget what I said, but for the main page, make sure you tell everybody to change the .info. We need your help because look at the listener list is down. Tell everybody you know, dutchjones.info. We are back. So we set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. 66 and 7. With the fingers on the triggers, knee deep in gore. Gazing at the state battles, the band took to their knees. They killed to earn their living. His comrades fought beside him.
Listening to the Dutch Jones radio program, and if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people, and number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bum. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
New world order.
Attention.
Government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Lewis cries every time we play the intro. He loves it so much. Okay, we're back. I'm
Dutch Jones. Hi, how you doing?
We are live right now. We've been gone for... We're not sure. We're trying to count how many days. I think we've been gone for 4 days.
Five? Yes,
Is that counting the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, we're not really on the weekend.
More than three.
So we've been gone for 3 days. We didn't really go anywhere. The website crashed. We didn't have internet. You know... The internet guys didn't like us. I don't know if we're a target or not, but I don't know. But I'm Dutch Jones. Lewis is over here to my left. Stacy's, I don't know what, are you in the room, Stacy?
No,
she's over there with her baby computer over there. We get Carla the Thompson Gunner here to my right. Debbie, stabby in the head with knitting needles, is in the back. I almost said your last name. I didn't mean to. Chuck, I'd rather be in the mountains, last name unknown. Is outside on the phone,
and
I hope he's frolicking in the rain on the front porch. Almost everybody's gone. Mr. Weaver left this morning from our 15th Old Paths annual conference, or 15th annual Old Paths conference here at the Commonwealth of Cahuilla in Central California. We're the belly button of California.
Shame.
What?
I said shame. You people that miss.
Well, yeah, you missed a lot. You missed a great conference. I'm not going to keep going on and on about it. I mean, you know, it's one of those things like, wish you were here, but you weren't, so you're going to have to buy the tapes. Lou will come over to your house and reenact it. Like I said, he had to redo that whole Peter Hammond part that we'd lost.
I sound like him because I spent 3 years in what do they call that?
In a South African prison? Is that what you're going to say? What are you talking about, Lou?
Impersonation school?
Impressionist school?
Yeah. And I got...
You're a regular Rich Little, actually.
You just lower down a British voice and you got a South African.
Yeah, it's like a depreciated British voice. That's South African.
You can't even tell.
I'm from South Africa. That's like the African one. You know, you do a great Desmond Tutu. You know who he really does a good one? Marseille Marceau. Go ahead and do Marseille Marceau. Great. Do the thing in the box? Good. Marseille Marceau is a mime, Lou. That's why I'm saying that. He does radio mime. He wants to have his own show. Following mine will be an hour of Lou doing mime. He will mime the Old Testament for you. For an hour.
I'll do a Peter Hammond accent right now.
Okay, do Peter Hammond. Let's see if you can
speak
do
in the precious name of our Lord and of our Savior Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty good.
Wow, that was pretty good, Lou.
Yeah.
That sounded just like Peter Hammond.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, you know, does that hurt when you do that?
Yeah.
I saw you squeeze your head when you do it. Why do you squeeze your head when you do Peter Hammond?
It's a joy to be with you. Bring a greeting.
Well, thank you.
Cape Town, South Africa.
Great. Can you impersonate any of the other speakers?
I can impersonate Chuck Baldwin.
You can impersonate Chuck Baldwin? We could use that. We could have you do like a commentary, like, listen to Dutch Jones, I'm Chuck Baldwin, or I'll punch you in the head.
In the Old Testament, we find that there are two forms of conspiracy.
Wow.
The first
That's really good, Lou.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it. I think we could use that. I think we wouldn't have to really have the speakers come up. It could just be the 16th annual Lewis Impersonates the Men of Faith conference next year. You know, maybe we could do that. Do you have any John Weaver, you're working on him or anything? You ever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, try it.
I got to get the George in.
Okay, here we go.
He said one of the most difficult things is to choose one particular message because you don't really know where everyone is on this particular subject.
Wow, I could feel the beard. Yeah. I mean, that was so good. I felt the beard. You know, that was amazing. Can you don't do me, do you?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's just stupid to do you.
Why would it be stupid to do me?
Because.
Oh, that's terrible.
I could do Warren.
You can do Warren? You can impersonate Warren Mark Campbell,
yeah.
The pastor at our church.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Wait, hold on.
You got to get into that character?
Yeah.
What do you stand on your head?
Bring on the subject, praise as a tactic of war.
Wow. Why do you put your right leg behind your head when you do that one? What is up with that?
Excited about this morning's message and all that we've been doing.
That's amazing. You know, I should have you do some spots with those. You're a regular Rich Little, you know. Is there any modern impersonation guys? You don't even know who Rich Little is,
no.
Do you? He's like the master guy. Who else does impersonations? Anybody know any modern? I see. I don't watch comedy or anything. You're like Dana Carvey, yeah. Yeah, you know who Dana Carvey is? Turtle, Turtle, Turtle. Remember we watched that movie?
Oh, yeah.
What was that movie?
Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise. Hey, I see that I said hi to Scotty in the chat room, but I want to put a shout-out to all those folks listening in New York right now. Thanks for tuning in. I know you're picking it up on CB Channel 2 or Baby Monitors or wherever. So that's just fantastic that you're doing that. Lou does have really great talent, and I'm going to have to... I know he does a really good Jesse Jackson... I've heard him do a lot of different voices, but he usually does them in the shower, so you can't record them because, you know, it just sounds weird with the water and everything, but maybe we'll have to do more of that. Wow. I'm just having fun with this show. You know, I missed you guys. I missed being on the air. I was going to do a show yesterday, but Stacy dragged me all over the place buying chocolate, and by the end of the day, you know, we're showing off what the great Three Rivers, Cahuilla metro area. And we wanted to show our guests around and help them out. We're trying to convince them to move here. I'm going to be blatant about that. I think you knew that coming out. But wherever God leads these people, that's fine. You know, everybody's like during the conference, because Chuck gave this great reason to why Montana. Because, you know, the governor stands up. The governor told him, we will secede if you do this and that. And everybody's like, so when are we moving to Montana this morning at breakfast? And the pastor's like, hey, right now we're called to here. And I'm like, well, I'll follow you wherever you go, you know. Our other lieutenant said the same thing. And I hate calling myself lieutenant. I'd rather be a sergeant. But said, yeah, we're just going to stay, you know, here until the cold. You know, Montana, college spells great, but the cold. I haven't been in real cold weather for probably 8 years. And when I was in it then, I had acclimated to Central California's desert climate. So we will stay here and continue the fight in California. I will continue to do this show. I will continue to recruit to bring bodies here. We're going to continue our training. Our training starts again coming up. I don't want to give out the dates, but if you've got... Who put a 45 round on the soundboard, Lou? Feel that. Feel how hot that is. You don't put... It's getting warm. There's a transformer right here. Don't send a 45 round on... And let me feel that one.
This one's cold.
That one's cold. Okay. I don't think it would get it hot enough to set it up. But were you making a threat? Were you sending me a message on the soundboard? And why are there... Where'd you find loose 45 rounds?
I found them in my pocket.
They were in your pocket. I found them in my pocket. Okay, don't put those in there. Anything, because that gets warm right there. It would take a lot of heat to cause one of those to burst.
He's carrying your spare ammo.
He's my ammo bearer. He's my Gunga Din. Yeah. Don't breathe on the rounds, Lou. Biological warfare is banned by the Geneva Convention. Do not breathe on the 45 rounds like that. Now I can't use those against an opponent. I'll get charged with war crimes. You didn't lick these again, did you?
No.
He went through this phase where he used to lick my rounds because he said he thought it made him go faster through the air. And I'm like, dude, you're going to give somebody a nasty infection.
And you're supposed to wet the sights.
Yeah, I said you're supposed to wet the sights. Yeah, you're not supposed to wet the sights, or you wet the sights, not the bullet. The studio audience loves it. See, is it better in person? Yeah. Yeah. Just as a testimony, let me turn this up. Chuck.
Yeah.
What you get on the radio show is what you get 24/7 from us, right?
Yeah,
I'm a little more verbose on the radio, but we have a good time here. We serve the Lord. We have the martial attitude 24/7. We praise the Lord. I need a starter. We had to go down and get a starter, and Chuck's going to help me put it in probably in the morning because it'll be too dark after this. You know, we're going down to the auto parts store in Visalia. We got 3 Mosin Nagants in the back of the car, probably 500 rounds of ammunition. We've all got pistols on us. We're like, oh, wait, we got to put the pistols in the car. We can't walk into the store. And I'm thinking, if something goes down in this parking lot, they're going to be a real surprise on the part of any bad perpetrators. 3 rifles, probably 4 pistols between us. We had communications. We had walkie-talkies. And I'm like, and we're going in, and we helped the lady change her windshield wiper. I'm like, now, if that isn't a militia excursion, because here in Southern California, folks, when it rains, the Californians go nuts. They buy windshield wipers only when it rains because they don't use them. They get dry rotted and they stick to the windshield. Yeah, I haven't put our new ones on either. There's a trash bucket out front. It's full of empty windshield wiper. And this poor lady's like, I don't know. And then Chuck was nice enough to put it on for her. And we had fun. Then we took them to In-N-Out Burger. Anyone can tell me, is In-N-Out Burger a Mormon business or a Christian business? We don't know. They're open on Sundays. But they got Bible verses on their food wrappers, and we don't know. And I don't want to spread falsehoods, but I told them I didn't know if they were Mormon or not. Now they're all arguing in the studio audience. Shh. Oh, yeah, but they got verses like, what was it? Nahum 1:7. Anybody know what Nahum 1:7 is? Look it up, Lou. We got to look it up. I think it's, thou shalt finish your whole burger and french fry combo.
John 3:16 on the cup.
Yeah, John 3:16 on the cup.
What, Lou? They're saying it's Christian.
Oh, people. Lou checked it out on, what is this, Ask Yahoo, saying it's Christian. But Mormons call themselves Christian, too. Catholics call themselves Christian. Mm-hmm. Olima's saying it's not Mormon, and she's a recovered Mormon. You know, I don't know, what do you call yourself? Is that a Jack Mormon, Olima? I know I've asked you this before. I need to write these terms down. I forget them. But they're a really good company, and we took them there, and we got, like, the double-double boiling trouble burgers and stuff.
Boiling trouble.
Yeah, Lou finished my fries. I didn't finish all my fries.
Yeah, they're all saying it's Christian.
Yeah, so everywhere he's looking on the internet, they're saying that it's a Christian company, so that's good. But they're open on Sunday. They won't maintain the Sabbath. But maybe they make their pagans work on Sunday. Yeah, you guys want to work, but it'd be good. We went around up here. We went to Reimer's Chocolate Candy and bought ice cream and too much chocolate. They had this thing called the Chocolate Turtle, and when I asked if it had bits of real turtle in it, they got all offended. Yeah, well, they're kind of like, yeah, everybody asked that. And then I want you to know something, Lou.
What?
Even though by choice you've chosen to eat bubblegum ice cream, I still love you as my son. Every time we go in there, he gets the pink bubblegum ice cream.
Oh, if chocolate 2 was pink,
scoops.
You'd eat it too.
And if it tasted like chocolate, I would eat it too. Well, of course, but it tastes like bubblegum. I'm
good.
Sitting there trying to demonstrate to our visitors that we're manly, good Christian followers, and my son of almost 15 years of age, it will be his birthday this month, is eating pink bubblegum ice cream in public. Okay, here we go. Chapter 1, Nahum, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold on the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. That's a great verse. I mean, it's sad they hide it on the bottom of a greasy package. They should put it on the front of their store. But, you know, they're being bold, and I understand that. I know people that are Christians that don't want to share it because they won't get business. Well, if you're a good Christian, you should seek out Christian businesses. That's what the Muslims do. That's what the Chinese do. That's what all these other people do. The Hmong, all these, you know, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your heritage and who you belong to and that who you serve. So if we could seek out Christian businesses... we have a guy up here. It's a contractor. There is a Christian drywall business that makes materials for drywalling. They're a little more expensive, and his bids are a little higher, and he misses out on jobs, but that's the only product he uses. That's Frank. He researched and found out this company that makes drywall and the compound. Let's see. Only Must said something. Oh, no, I'm not a Jack. They still believe. They just don't go to church. I'm an ex-Mormon. Wrote an exit letter to officially get my name removed from their roles. Okay, so that's the difference. We were trying to discuss that. You were like, because we heard people today or this week, oh, I'm a Jack Mormon. I don't do it anymore. So we wanted to know what Jack Mormon meant. Thank you very much, Only Mom, for that explanation. Hey, I see MBG is in there. I don't know if you have any more news for us. Is your neighbor still not incarcerated? We're a little curious. If you could instant message me if he's still running around causing trouble. You know, we're still praying for your situation down there to be resolved. Was this King? Where'd you get this Bible? Is this yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I haven't seen this one here before. Let's see. What is this? This is the King James Ebonics Bible. Where'd you get this? No, I'm just kidding. That's cool. Okay, cool. Thank you, Debbie, for letting me use your Bible. We've got like 14 Bibles around here. I didn't know which one she grabbed. You know, we got the Geneva Bible somewhere over here. I need to start. There's the Wycliffe Bible right there, the Wycliffe Commentary Bible. So we've got that one. We've got Josephus's commentary. You want to read something good about 70 AD? Read Josephus. He was with Titus when he laid siege to Jerusalem. All of those of you that don't think that that was what was spoken of when Jesus and Matthew was talking about how everything was going to be destroyed, read what Josephus said. Now, I know all we need is the word, small w, but it's good to read some commentary outside of it. You know, I'm getting kind of, you know, going where I lead. This first show in a while, I apologize. Not going to be a whole lot of order to it. Maybe a little silliness, because I am just giddy with... I've been frolicking. I should put my kilt on and run around tonight in the rain. About just seeing so many good people. I had so many people coming up to me going, I recognize that voice. You must be Dutch Jones. That freaked me out. I was like, I go, who are you? It's all you guests, all you people that won't sign in. I now know who you are. You know, I may not know specifically who guest dash 26274 is, but I have about a couple dozen faces, and I know who you are now. I had one lady, where have you been? We haven't been able to listen to you. My boyfriend's missing. And I'm like, wow, that's great. You know, nobody has a man crush on me or anything, but you know, I'm still honored that you people missed me and that people came to the show because they heard about it here. And I'm not doing that to brag, but that just shows me that the efforts made in this room, this library, Lou's efforts, my efforts, Stacy's sacrifices, you know, because this is our family time. I mean, most of you are sitting with your family right now, right? Depending on what time zone you're in. This is what we do. This is our ministry. And to hear people say, hey, I know that voice. Where's Lewis? Is Lewis real? Does Lewis exist?
No.
That's awesome. I love that kind of... Yeah, I'm impersonating Lewis as the impersonator.
Yeah, right now. He somehow is talking over him.
Yeah, how do I talk over myself?
I don't know. It's magic.
I can drink... Here, I'll drink a glass of water.
Real-time editing.
Yeah, real-time editing. We're mixing. It's time-space continuum stuff. You don't want to get into it. Boy, multiple universes. I'm in two universes at the same time. But this conference really, I mean, there were people that just, you know, hey, we can wear pistols in this county? It's California, I thought. Yeah, but we're an open carry county, plus this is private property. And you're a man. You're a Christian man. You're allowed to carry your gun. Oh, they go back to their cars and get their gun. Wow, I didn't know that. You know, nobody this year asked, can I bring in my squad-fed weapon and sit it down?
Can
I bring in my 50 cal? No, everybody was smart this year. And you know, I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit. Some guy wanted to bring in his Enfield last year. And we're like, sure, everybody's going to stare at you. Just bring a pistol in. So that was kind of nice. And the young kids that were asking questions, like, Your son, Lewis, he gets to shoot a gun? I go, he doesn't get to shoot a gun. He has to shoot a gun. He's required to train.
It's a right, not a privilege.
Yeah, it's a right, not a privilege, and it's a duty. And with Lewis, it's a duty. If he didn't want to shoot, I'd probably beat him with a wiffle bat. I'd be like, yeah, he speaks. He does speak. He speaks. Yeah, people are, you know, surprised that we martially train our son. I wish my daughter had been here. I don't want to get into it. It'll make me cry again on the air. But I wanted her to shoot some 22s and stuff. But because there were little kids her age who were just running around biting knees all day, causing havoc, I wanted to show that the kids that age need to be trained too. You know, children, as I say all the time, are arrows in our quiver. And God gives us these wonderful gifts. But with these gifts of our children is the responsibility and the duty to train them. Honestly, I don't know when the war is coming. There is a war coming. There always has been a war on Christians and on his people. Probably I won't fight in it. I'll probably be long dead and in the ground over here if we're still here. but Lewis or his children may be facing it. So it just did my heart good to see so many people interested in that and going, wow. And first-time militant Christians are a neat thing to watch. Just the when you know what I'm talking about? When that weird, hopeless look comes off their face when they're talking to you and you're in camouflage and holding the Bible, or in that confused hatred look goes away and it becomes a feed me look. It becomes a I want to be like that. I want to know what I want what you got look. We were talking about it today. You don't walk up to people and say, hey, do you want to be saved? I want to save you. Here, let me save you. I don't like that either. They come to us. The sheep come to us and go, hey, I just saw what your son did out there with that 45. How can my son learn that? Where do you live? Oh, I live da-da-da-da. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's my email. We're going to find you a place that trains, or you can come here. You can train with us. Here, it's a sacrifice. So many Christians today don't get the sacrifice of worship, do they? They're just like, well, I go to church on Sunday unless there's a good football game on. I throw my tithe in unless there's a new pair of shoes I want to buy, then I don't tithe that Sunday. I saw a guy, and I know we're not supposed to do this. Man, I won't go there. I'm not going to go there. But anyway, they don't believe in sacrificial worship, and training is a form of worship. And they're like, man, you know, I could spend $100, come out here and train with you guys, sleep on the ground for 2 days. But man, I'd rather spend that $100 on a steak with my family. Think about that. $100 a day training sounds like a lot. And so you think, how much do you spend on a weekend with your family going out? Let's say you go on a road trip. You got four people. Every time you stop, that's $25 to eat. And that's McDonald's and Burger King right there, brother, unless you're going off the dollar menu like we do. The gasoline, the trinkets you buy, you add it up. You drop $100 easy on a weekend. So you bless your family. You tell them you're going to go away for a weekend. You pack your MREs. You spend 2 or 3 days with us, you know, and you spend $100 a day. You spend $200 on a two-day tactical training class. What more is your family getting by you being trained like that over what they're getting for you going to the flea market or to a movie or to a state park for 2 days? I know when I go camping, I spend a lot of money. Gas, the campsite, getting there, the t-shirts, Stacy's coffee, you know, everywhere we get to stop. Lewis always wanting to buy, what are those Swedish fish? Is that what that was?
I only bought them like once.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, but they were like $400. What were
$2.
You know, and you add it all up. Look at all the little things we do, and then by the time we get to church and that plate comes around, we go, oh, I only got $4. Is that a good stewardship of your money and your time? Or is training and supporting your church where it's at? That's why we're not a blessed nation, folks. You know, because we Christians that are called to serve Him, we spend our time frivolously. And that was another thing. People talk, how many people worship sport, what do they call them, athletes? That's idol worship, folks. Plain and simple. It's no different than some king saying, I am God, worship me, and you bow to Him. Or are you going to be like Daniel and say, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to worship some $10 million a year ghetto defendant guy who should be in prison, not on the hardwood. And I'm being honest here. Why do we worship these fools? I don't, but you know, as a nation. How much money do you spend on getting all those sports channels every year? How much, you know, that, and but you don't want to drop a dime for your church, your training? You know how many pastors in America have to have 2 or 3 jobs now to support their families? I know times are hard. I know times are hard. But we are the richest nation in the world. And we just waste our money. We waste our time. We waste our interest. We were in line today at Wally World. And I picked up the National Enquirer because it had Oprah on it. And I'm thinking, and I'm making jokes about it, you know, doing my little typical spontaneous, you know, make fun of everybody but me thing. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, people buy this stuff. People actually get into this. People are more concerned with what ex-Friends actor is saying about what current Melrose Place ex's husband is doing than worrying about how many Muslims are moving into your neighborhood, worrying about the crime in your streets, worrying about whether or not your preacher is preaching solid doctrine or if he's just taking a Disney film and making you feel good about it by saying, yeah, let's all get friends with old people and talk to cars. I don't know if that's Disney. I think that was Pixar. But where are we as a nation is solely because where we drove it to. where we drove it to. And those of us went along for the ride, even though we're shouting and screaming, we still went until you pull yourself out of the system. It's like Pastor McConnell would say, where's your pocketbook? Is your pocketbook with the Lord or is your pocketbook with Satan? Are you investing in the stock market? Are you investing in the boat to keep up with the other Joneses? Because we don't have a boat. Are you investing in a means of productions to serve the Lord? Are you making yourself available to those people when they do come and say, hey, you want to hear the gospel? Or they come to you and they say, what do you got? Why are you smiling? Why are you like that? I want what you got. Is that what you invest your time in? Now, don't get me wrong. We bought chocolate. We got some really cool t-shirts that say, no king but King Jesus. That doesn't mean you have to live like a monk. We know that's wrong. You don't take a vow of poverty and go live under a tree and just rock back and forth and study the Bible. Where's the fruit in that? Think of yourself as a tree that the Lord's planted and He's watering you and He's shining on you and He's feeding you. Where's the fruit, America? I saw fruit this weekend and I'm excited and we're going to keep talking about it. We'll be back on Liberty Tree Radio after the break. Sorry about talking over the music, but I can't stop talking. We'll be right back. I'm Dutch Jones. It was He who breathed the winner in the days of Valley Forge, fighting side by side together with a fella named of George.
Toward the south. 2 days later, The Virginia legislature are voting for secession. Just as we would not send any of our soldiers to march in other states and tyrannize other people, so will we never allow the armies of others to march into our states and tyrannize our people. Like many of you, indeed most of you, I've always been a Union man. It is not with joy or with a light heart that many of us have welcomed secession. Had our neighbors to the north practiced a less bellicose form of persuasion, perhaps this day might not have come. But that day has been thrust upon us like it was thrust upon our ancestors. The Lincoln administration required us to raise 3 regiments. Tell them we have done so. Dismiss.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention. This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
And now for something completely different.
Yes, Ed, we're live. We lost internet, we lost website, but we're back. We're like a bad sequel. We are back. Thanks for tuning in, Ed. Thank you, and welcome to all the Liberty Tree Radio listeners across the world. Across the world. I found out that Chuck Baldwin listens to me on Liberty Tree Radio. He kept saying, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. I go, Liberty Tree Radio? He goes, oh, yeah. I go, he goes, that Mark guy. And I go, Cornkey? And he goes, oh, yeah. So he listens, and he sought me out for the show. I told you I was a little worried. People tell me, hey, Chuck Baldwin's looking for you, Dutch. I was like, man, see, did I borrow money from him? Anyway, we're back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. It is the, and I got to squint because I've pretty much gone blind. It is October 5th, 6:05 p.m. Pacific Time. Waning daylight hours as the sun sets in the west of the Sierra Nevada foothills here. We're at 1,000 feet at the People's Republic of Cahuilla. It used to be a Marxist community, but now it's a commonwealth. And it's just beautiful. The rain came finally. Fall came. The trees started changing. The thunderstorms. The lightning strikes. It's been just the weather that I love. I always call it good sniper weather. And people always say, why? And I go, I don't know. I just shoot better in this kind of weather. I could give you a bunch of stuff. Okay, Ed, I got your phone number. Yeah, Nick, because I couldn't even call anybody. I had nobody's phone numbers. It's my fault. It's all me. It wasn't you. It was me. I'm terrible. I had changed phones, and for some reason I didn't transfer the Liberty Tree Radio phone number in there. And the satellite, it cut out. Was it Thursday that we were in the middle of the show, and it just cut out? But now it's going. We got to pay for that stuff. It's just that if you don't pay for it, it disappears. We raised $195 last month, not near enough. Lou put it back up. We're raising the bar a little bit. We're making offers, but we're back, and we'll be back as long. We'll just keep fighting. We've got a new website. It's DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. There's no real bad story behind why we're not at DutchJones.tk anymore. They just wouldn't let us do a chat room. Wouldn't let us do this. Ed's telling me that I can just call in and do it over the phone next time that happens. See, that's cool. I can walk around. It'd be cool. I could get my cell phone, walk around the property, and just talk on the phone. I did that a few times when I was on the other unmentionable network when we'd have problems. I would just do the phone. The Dutch Jones.tk or Dutch Jones store or DJ store, excuse me. The other websites are fine because they didn't have the chat room on them. They didn't kick them off. So we ended up, well, now we have to pay for our website. We have a domain name. And what we're going to do is, if you make a monthly $10 donation, we will make available to you your very own Dutch Jones email address. You can be funkymonkey@dutchjones.info, right?
Yeah.
Is that who you are, Lou? Funky
no.
Monkey? No. What is your email, Lou?
Just Lou@dutchjones.info.
If you are interested in that, you make a $10 donation per month. Email Lou@dutchjones.info and tell him, hey, buddy, where's my email account? And he'll set it up for you. You know, as long as you're not using it for, like, Peruvian midget porn or anything. You know, we can't tell. I don't think, you know. But, you know, use it for good, wholesome Christian militant stuff. It's yours, you know. And if you don't donate 1 month, we're not going to kick you off. But we're just trying to get folks to help us out a little bit, trying to give you something. The other thing we're going to give you is right now there's a blackout. We're not going to give out the conference CDs yet or videos. We don't have the videos edited yet. When I say we, I mean me yelling at Lou and hitting him with a whip. He's got to edit them. But the CDs, Lou got all the CDs done by the end of the show, the end of the video. Excuse me, end of the conference. I'm a little delirious right now. And I can't believe it. He got them all done. And we even had dropouts, and he had to impersonate Michael Hammond, or Michael, Mark Hammond. Excuse me.
Peter.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I could go into it. You guys think I'm just whining, but I've got a spike in my head. I've been walking around with a spike full of pain in my head. Peter Hammond, he captured the audio off the camera, edited it in, and people went home with their CDs. And what we're going to do is if you make a $25 donation, we will get you those CDs. If you make a $50 donation, you'll get the videos, but the videos aren't ready yet. But we can't do it for like a month. We're going to let people buy them from the church at their fee, and you can go to the church website, the link's on the page, and buy them from them. And the pastor said after a certain period, we can offer them up on the radio show as a fundraiser. You want these sermons. It was all focused, almost all of them were focused on Islam. We had like a Sunday church service in there that was, you know, it was a call. We did an altar call. You see, I thought that was great. I did a bad thing because I was running the camera, but Chuck Baldwin did an altar call and told nobody to open their eyes. Well, I had to have my eyes open. I was running the camera. And I saw several people go up to the altar call. And accept Jesus Christ that Sunday. So that was cool. And then afterwards, the other pastors met with them and were eating with them and making sure they understood the decision that they had made. It was beautiful. Hey, Graham 242, welcome. Glad you're in here. Glad you found the new website. Minuteman's in there. Who else? I'm literally, I need your guys' prayer. I am losing my sight as I speak. It's in a period of 2 months, it has gotten to the point where I couldn't even see the controls on the camera. I couldn't focus the camera. I couldn't read anything smaller. If I lean back, I can read. See, you'll hear me, the mic change. I have to lean back and I can read what's on the, you know, more than an arm's length away. I'm going to the doctor on Friday. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's glaucoma. I don't know if it's the diabetes. I don't know if it's Lou jabbing me in the eye with his fingers every time we fight. Stop. Chin jab, face jab. But something's going on. I need your prayers, and I have no problem asking for them. Pray for my eyes. Pray for my diabetes. Pray for my weight loss. Pray for me to be able to leap and prance like Lou does in the evenings over the hills here, because I want to be in the fight too. I'm tired of just being the trainer. I was emboldened this weekend just to see. We showed our training recruitment video, and people were like, "Wow, that's great." Well, thank you, Graham. Thank you, Graham 242. We appreciate that. We appreciate that greatly. Let's see. The conference just was amazing. The numbers were down. We're going to recap a little bit here. I'm sorry for the Liberty Tree listeners. Remember, libertytreeradio.4mg.com. Libertytreeradio.4mg.com. If you're listening on my Facebook podcast or channel 2CB or whatever we're being listened to in New Zealand, I don't know what shortwave frequency that is. I got to find out because people are emailing. What's the shortwave frequency? I don't know. I don't know who's doing it. And it's fine. The Lord's just using other people to spread the word. But the conference went really good. We had people sleeping in the park. We had a few motorhomes, tent. We had people sleeping in the church. I had Chuck and his lovely daughter, Carla. Now, Carla, is it okay if I talk about your age issue? We all thought Carla was like 14 years old. We've seen her Facebook page. You know, I don't know why I got that in my head. She shows up, And she, as soon as she gets out of the car, she's like, I've been driving for 36 hours. And I'm like, you're old enough to drive? She's like, and she gives me her age, and she's in her I'm not going to, you never tell a lady's age, but she's not a teenager, folks. And so this whole time I'm talking about Chuck and his lovely daughter, and she shoots, and do you ride horses? Did you shoot bow and arrow?
She's working on it.
And it was just awesome to have her here. We did a very little bit of time on the range. We're going to do some more. It's just great having him here. So just have some Dutch Jones fans, followers of the show. I'm nobody. But to come out and check out the church, and we've just been having a great time. They're sleep. In all honesty, Carla's sleeping on Anthea's bed because she's with her mom. I'm forcing Chuck to sleep with, on the floor. It got cold last night, didn't it? Yeah, we got down into the, and this is cold for, we got down to 58 degrees. But it's a wet cold. And so that was good, and it's been nice here. We went into the park a little bit. We snuck in the back way to Sequoia National Park. I showed him some of our strategic plans, showed him some of our terrain, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of treatment you get when you come visit Dutch Jones. We bought him fudge. I think it was fudge. What was that you ate? Some kind of Rice Krispie nut cluster thing with chocolate. You know, we've been just spoiling our listeners, doing whatever we can do to bribe people into checking out the church and coming here to the church at Kauai. And help us out. The pastor was doing good. Everything was great. No problems. We had no medical aids this year. I think that's a first. We had no dehydration. It was really hot the first day. The second day it was okay. So everything went good. Everything went great. So this is our first show back after the conference and after getting the webpage up. There is no secret story. There was no conspiracy. You know, there were no thugs in the middle of the night. It was just simply we ran out of money and we were also in violation of their terms of use by having a chat room, and you know, we had problems with the internet up here. So, you know, just keep the donations coming. We have a minimum that we have to operate at. This new soundboard sounds good. I hope you guys like it. You can hear the right now. It's funny. Here's the alternate universe thing. The intelligence report is playing in the background right now on our. I don't want to say how many watts, but it's a good. Boy, I couldn't believe how far the signal's going now. But on our FM 93.3 thing, we went 12 miles to the back of our Yagi antenna into the mountains to Sequoia National Park up a windy mountain road. We got out, and we could hear the radio station. This new transmitter that we got from Radio Free Berkeley, yep, they're hippies. We got it from Radio Free Berkeley. It was about $1,000 to get it set up. It's a 400-watt transmitter. We're not operating at peak just because it overheats. But we're using a Yagi antenna, and that's the 20% side of the Yagi antenna, 30 feet up in a pine tree. We're reaching 12 miles up through a mountainous terrain, a climb of about 3,000 feet in 12 miles, and it was as clear as a commercial station. I say, hey, wait a minute, that's us. I can hear our station. So I was really impressed. And I'm going to plug the micro broadcasting. You got to keep doing it. And if we get enough donations, we will purchase, set up, and ship you a transmitter. And we will start spreading the word. You guys can play Liberty Tree Radio all day long. And or put your own show on, put your church sermons on. It's not that hard. So that's the whirring that you hear. That's the cooling fan on the heat sinks for the amplifier. It's a linear amplifier for those of you that know what you're talking about. I don't. I'm just repeating what I read. And it took us a while, and I thank the people that made those donations. It came to about $1,000 by the time we were done, but now Vice Chair at Radio. And by the way, Vice Chair, people ask what Vice Chair is. It means we're God's representatives. We're God's ambassadors. This church close, where we are, C-L-O-S-E, is actually an embassy. We tell everybody that. We sent papers to all the magistrates in the area. How much does a transmitter usually run? Somebody saying here, and I want to cheer. You can go to Ramsey, and I think they're most expensive. I think they're a 1-watt transmitter. That's all that's legal in the U.S. is about $500, but I can get them cheaper. If you get them from Radio Free Berkeley, their transmitters are about the same. They run up to about $1,000. It's all the same. But if you get them from Radio Free Berkeley, they'll be a little more powerful. You can get a 25, 50. 300, I think, is the biggest one they have. You can go on. One of the best things to do, if you go through eBay, but we don't get a discount at Radio Free Berkeley. We kind of have to go in there. I put on my wig and my tie-dye and pretend I'm a hippie. I know there's no way if they knew I was a Christian, they would be selling anything to me. I get a discount if we buy in bulk, you know, because I've helped set up other radio stations in the Valley. But if you go through Ramsey, we can get you about a 30% discount from Ramsey Electronics. If you go to, what's the, I don't know what the page is. I think it's RamseyElectronics.com.
Yeah.
And you look for their transmitters. What you do is you get a 1-watt transmitter. For say you pay $300 for a 1-watt transmitter finished. You put 1 watt into a linear amplifier, it comes out 100. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It multiplies it times 100. 100 watts on a flat terrain or in a city high up on a building with an antenna high up is going to go between 8 to 12 miles flat. We're in the mountains here. If I was down on the flat, this thing would be going 30, 40 miles at night. I honestly believe that. Now, Ed may check in and tell me I'm wrong because he's been doing it longer. So if he's listening, I ask him to kind of check in with that. And we don't have the phone hooked up, Ed, either. So we literally set this up like 45 minutes before the show. We had to go get a starter. But if you're using a ground plane, I've used long wire antennas, inverted V antennas, and it'll go 8 to 12 miles with 1 watt on flat terrain. If somebody's got a good stereo, I'm not talking about in the house, I'm talking about the stereos in cars. To get it into the homes, which is what we wanted up here, we're pushing about 250 watts. 250 watts, and we get into all the homes in the whole town. And for some reason, and I don't understand the voodoo involved, but a home stereo doesn't have as good of a heterodyne receiver in it as a car stereo does. Car stereos pick up way better than the home stereos. Now, I've put up long wire antennas. I've even trimmed into our frequency, and some of the home stereos barely picked it up. Ed's saying, I didn't know what you're doing. He's talking. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But I was just saying, how far does 1 watt FM go on a flat surface, perfect scenario? When I've done them, they can go up to 8 miles. So, but where is perfectly flat terrain, unless you live in Colorado, Kansas, parts of Nebraska? Is Oklahoma pretty flat where you're at? Yeah, but I've had friends in cities put them on top of a building with a little, you know, a J-pole antenna, which you can make if you get any soldering skills and some copper piping, and those things just boom with 1 or 2 watts. And 100 watts is the legal max for a micro broadcasting station. But last I checked, they're not even issuing any licenses. And Ed is saying exactly what I thought he would. It depends on the antenna and the height. Now, for every 10 feet you go up, according to the ARRL, the Amateur Radio Relay League manual, which was right up there, but I think somebody borrowed it, every 10 feet you go up on a flat terrain with the curvature of the earth, you double your range. You double your range. Now, that's with no, you know, I'm at 1,000 feet right now, and I got 2,000 and 3,000 foot hills all the way around me. I'm in a bowl, well, actually, it's more like a box canyon. And most of our population is to the south, so our Yagi is pointing to the south. The Yagi is just a type of directional antenna. I mean, it looks like the TV antenna is a receiving TV antenna, but we're transmitting through it, except we are vertically instead of horizontally like a TV antenna. It's vertical, and it beams the waves, the magic waves that way. So, yeah, antenna height is everything. Good coax, good connectors, good grounding is critical to doing it. So people, you know, we want to do that. We want to get transmitters out there. I would love to have every major city have a relay station for Liberty Radio or, you know, Liberty Tree Radio. And it would be awesome. Not just for me. I mean, if I have to stop doing this because we just can't afford to keep doing it, that's fine. But just the message to get out. I mean, we're here in a town of 6,000, and everybody in town knows our radio station. I walked into the Presbyterian Church. And they're like, hey, it's the radio guy. They know who I am. They know that we put the... Because we mostly do music, and all it is music, sermons from militant pastors, and then it's what now? Is it 4 or 5 hours of Liberty Tree Radio?
Depends on what we can get.
Yeah, Liberty Tree Radio a day.
They upload it.
And people love it. I've got people that come over here, like if we're down, like the other day we were down for a little bit because the computer locked up and we couldn't play Liberty Tree Radio, we just play music with our, you know, old-fashioned CD players. People are like, where's Cornkey? Where's Cornkey? The phone's ringing off the hook. Where's Cornkey? We can't hear it. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know you could hear it. You know, and they're like way up on a mountainside, you know, 10, 12 miles away. And I'm like, cool. So we get up, and I'd love to put our antenna up another 20 feet. We got to get up. I think the maximum's 80 feet here without a light on it. But then we can just put a solar-powered light on it and go up as high as we want. Because we do have marijuana interdiction aircraft that fly by, so they want to make sure there's a flashing red light on it. But we want to do that and get that going. So that's a ministry that's working here. The guys at Liberty Tree Radio are loved here in town. People, they can't wait to listen to it. And if it's not on, my phone rings. My phone rings. Where's Mark Kornke? You know, where? And they're just like, oh, hang on. As long as you're on a clear spot on the dial, 4 to 5 miles off a 30-foot tower. See, look at that. Can you imagine how many people? How many people are in a 5 mile, 4 to 5 mile radius in a city? How many people would you reach in a city? For those of you that live in town, if you could get your antenna up 30 feet. It just looks like a CB or ham antenna. People just, because they got ground planes, they got all kinds of antennas. Tell them to CB radio. Hey, CB's back, man. Breaker, breaker. Good buddy. You know, just tell people that's what it is. And you need a laptop computer and some cables. You don't need a soundboard. I do it this way because I'm picky. I like the way it sounds. I got into radio when I was 15, working at a real radio station in our hometown. I don't like doing just the headset thing. I like feeling like I'm really in a radio station because that's how I learned to do it. And you don't need, you know, all the whining I did about the soundboard and everything. You don't need a soundboard. I've done shows with just the onboard mic and onboard camera on the computer lose behind. I've done that. And there's shows that you guys have listened to. I may have had a headset on so I could hear what was going on, but the microphone wasn't working. Out here on the outskirts of Ann Arbor, according to a poll done by local paper, Ed Kornke's station has over 8,000 listeners. 8,000 listeners. Can you imagine if you put your pastors, if you got a good pastor, you got a bad pastor, I don't want you to do it. If you got a good pastor and you're putting your sermons out, you don't do it live because you want those people to come to church. You don't want to be an excuse for them not to come to church. But say midnight every Sunday, you play it for the guy who works the day shift. You play it Saturday afternoon. How many watts were you pushing, Ed, with that? If you don't mind telling me, if it's, you know. But I think most people should stick around 100 watts, and they could do all kinds of reach. They reach all kinds of people. And it's fun. Isn't this fun to do, Lou?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun to edit. I love editing. Lou, you know, yeah, 10 watts. 10 watts. You had 8,000 listeners, folks. 10 watts. My high school radio station that I operated, that we did football games and music, was half a watt and got six, a town of 2,000 people plus all the surrounding farms. We would simulcast the football games. We'd have radio shows. We would have school board meetings because school board was in the same building. Half a watt, folks. He had 10 watts. You can buy a 10-watt Ramsey transmitter. I don't recommend getting the kits unless you're a master, you know, electrician, but or electronics guy. But if you are, you can build your own, right? You get the finished kits by Ramsey. We got the unfinished kit for our amplifier, and it was a huge struggle. It took us forever. It took us over a year to get it up on the air. But now that it's up, everybody loves me. Now I'm everybody's favorite again. And the old ladies love hearing Mark Kornke. He's like, did you listen to Mark last night? I always ask him. They're like, yeah, I can't believe what he did. Okay, Ed's saying the Ramsey kits are easy. Okay, now I feel like an idiot, Ed, because I fried one. I was using the wrong kind of soldering iron. and so Ed's recommending the Ramsey kits are okay. I got a Veronica kit is what I had. I bought one of the Veronica kits from England, and I toasted it. I was supposed to use like a 25-watt soldering iron. I had a 100-watt soldering iron. Hooked it all up. It wouldn't work. So after that, I said, yeah, oh.
Oh. Oh.
you know, but I can solder coax and stuff like that. And these skills are skill sets that are needed both tactically and for spreading the word, folks. What better way to spread the word? And everybody goes, well, you know, they'll just come and shut you down. They know right where you are. Okay, if you're an idiot, you got a cell phone, they know where you are. You know, if your preacher's preaching good stuff from the pulpit, they know who you are. If every patriot group had a micro broadcasting station, can't get us all. And you can move them. I mean, I've put them in briefcases. I have placed moderate power, I'm talking 500 to 1,000 watt radio stations in a briefcase and set them up in Venezuela for Christian outreach down there. In a briefcase. All you gotta do is plug it in, the antenna's in there, you set everything up, and you're good to go. The Ramsey kits are all learning kits made to walk you through building script so you can understand how and why it works, Ed says. Ramsey. It's RamseyElectronics.com, I think. Lou, can somebody Google that for me so we make sure? I don't want to give people wrong information. We're coming up on a break. Now, the FM25 kit, I've seen that one, and I know people that use that right now. That is an excellent kit, and Ed is recommending it through the chat room, folks. Now, that's the half-watt one, isn't it? Or is that the one-watt one, Ed? There's one that they have for $500 that looks like a toaster. That's the one I used to take to Central America with a linear, and we'd ship those down there. And when people ask what it is, I just say it's a radio. I'm bringing a radio. It looks like a receiver. They go, okay, you can bring it. That was before 9/11. If you're going to build your own, that's the one you want to build. It's Ramsey. Lou just put it in there. It's RamseyElectronics.com. R-A-M-S-E-Y Electronics.com. RamseyElectronics.com. Check it out during the break. Graham's taking off. We'll catch you later. All my pod people, we'll be back for another half hour. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. I don't know what song he's playing. I don't recognize it. But we'll make sure he uploads it so people can download it. We'll be back after the break.
Through the smoke and the mud and the blood we walk behind Robert E. Lee. 60 miles from Richmond to face the Union Army. We dug our holes and we built a wall because we knew there'd be a fight. If the blue coat wearing soldiers crossed the river that night, sure as hell at sundown came 100,000 men. And it sure did shock me, Lord, to see Ken killing Ken. The cannonballs were heavy, filled with iron and steel and lead. And the James River water ran a bloody red.
Access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job.
job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems in your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
Government. There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
Government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
You got nothing funny for me, Lou?
No.
Nothing funny? No funny voices?
No.
No.
You're
no.
Oppressing me too much.
I'm oppressing you?
Yeah.
Just before we went on the air, I told him he had to spell transubstantiation. And he went T-R-A... Oh, we're going back on the air. Trying to get him to show off his spelling skills to the visitors. He spells as bad as I do. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. This is the last half hour of four half hours being two halves of 1 hour being 2 hours of the show that we try to do Monday through Friday live here, 5 p.m. Pacific time here in the People's Republic of California. We are behind enemy lines. We are fighting the good fight. Everything that happens here will happen to you later, so don't make fun of me. I'll send Stacy to your house with a wiffle bat. I get so many emails. I had several hundreds of emails that I had to I'm not going to be able to answer y'all, but I go through them. And I do read them, but I'm not going to be able to answer y'all. There's just I got to catch up. But people keep saying, why are you there? You're stupid for being there. No. You know, we're fighting here. We're on the frontier. And not all of California is lost. And I sometimes accuse the Southern California guys like that, but they're fighting the good fight down there. I look in the room and I see Rundown is there. One of our Facebook listeners. Yeah, Stacy knows who he is. Yeah, thank you. We've got who else is in there? Killer what? There's a couple. I saw.
No, he left.
Oh, he left. Killer 227 was there for a while. I know we got a lot of people listening on Facebook, and I appreciate it. I know we have MySpace people, but I've pretty much abandoned MySpace. I'm going to wean off of that. Yeah, I know Facebook isn't good either. It's a bunch of communist Nazis over there running it, socialists. But we just, you know, we focus on what we can. There's only so many hours in the day. I hope I welcomed Minuteman. He's there. We had some good fellowship while he was here. We did some good trading. I like trading. I hope all those discs worked out for you. I don't know. Let me know, Minuteman. See, because Minuteman came to the conference. He got to carry home with him the CDs. He didn't have to wait 2 weeks. So, see, there's a benefit coming to the conferences. Next year, we really want to try to get Mark Kornke to come out next year. I mean, if we have to send, Lou should have his driver's license by then. We'll get him like an old Volkswagen Kuba wagon, like a thing, and we'll send him out, and he can drive the Kornkes home to out here and back. And whatever it takes, you know.
What?
You could go pick up the Kornkes in Michigan.
I'm going with you.
Me too, I'm going.
Yeah, you guys all get, you guys could get like a...
If it's a Volkswagen, Ed would slug me all the way.
Who would?
Ed.
Ed would what? He'd what?
He'd slug me all the way.
He'd slug you if you picked him up in a Volkswagen.
Really?
Going 52 miles an hour all the way to Michigan. And we just got a real active studio audience. You know, it's fun. I love the texture. I love the ambient sound. That's fine. What?
It's a Go Sooners.
Sooners?
It's a football.
Didn't you listen to the first half hour? I said we don't do the football thing. We don't worship football.
Oops.
I don't even know how do you even know their nickname of an Oklahoma football team?
I do.
Why do they call them Sooners? Like sooner or later they're going to win or something? Oh, sooner and later. Okay. We had a Volkswagen bus camper. So did I. It likes Volkswagens. I remember my earliest memories of a Wolfsburg edition pop-up tent trailer up there in the wilds of Massachusetts the John Smith or no, what's the guy's name? Bedford National Forest, State Forest or something?
That's in Tennessee.
There's one in Massachusetts too. Not Nathan Bedford Forest. Who was the Pilgrim guy? Dang, my head, it doesn't work. Can't remember the name of the forest there in Massachusetts, but we used to go camping with the Wolfsburg edition. My earliest dreams as a pirate radio operator, we had a Volkswagen squareback box station wagon and a Volkswagen bus, and they had inverters in them so we could run AC. And we'd grab my friend's dad's shortwave transmitter, take it up on the hills above Fort Collins, Colorado, in the mountains, and transmit for as long as we could until the tubes burned out of this galaxy multi-band. I think it was an 80 meters we did it on. They'd never find us because we're back in the big long wire antennas, and we'd be having fun with it. Those Volkswagens bring. I want to get a Volkswagen bus painted olive drab and just cover it, and you know, like patriotic stickers on the back, and you know, drive around here because there's all these hippies that have those vans. It would be funny. So no, Ed's like me. He likes the Volkswagen. I love Volkswagens. I love Suzuki Samurais. You know, the cars nobody likes is what I like. I want to get a Segway. And we were thinking Segways would have come in handy here. But no. You hear the creator of the Segway committed suicide? He drove it off a cliff.
What?
Yeah, he went off a 500-foot cliff and committed suicide.
I wonder how much a Segway is going to be at auction.
Yeah. I wonder if the Segway survived.
You know what a Segway is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's the two-wheel things that you ride, like a pogo stick-looking thing, and you ride them around. They were going to solve the world's problems for, you know, carbon emissions. We're all going to have Segways. Police in Beverly Hills and Hollywood were using them. They're funny. They two big wheels, and they sprint around. Yeah. We're thinking we get a whole combat regiment of Segway guys going.
In the future, it's going to be Slow-Mobile.
Slow-Mo?
Slow-Mobile.
Slow-Mobiles, yeah. But anyway, we're just recovering from a conference. That's why we're a little giddy. We're a little relaxed. We're trying to be good hosts and hostesses. We got a lot done in a short time. I didn't hear any complaints. I don't know if Minuteman heard any complaints. You guys hear any complaints from the conference attendees? I didn't hear anybody. Okay, the ladies complained that we didn't have enough facilities. We had four porta toilets out back, and we had the ladies' room inside with two stalls, and that's just not enough. The Segways are a big waste of money. You should look at how much one costs. I'd rather have a motorized bike than a Segway. And we're talking, we do the delay. We go back and forth. Yeah. But that was probably the only thing I saw was the ladies never have enough restrooms. But that happens everywhere I go. That happened to me at punk concerts I used to go to as a kid.
They are a lot.
How much are Segways?
Here's one.
Lou's looking up the price on Segways right now. Those are amazing looking. There was one that had four wheels for, like, total jerks like me that can't drive the two.
$8,000.
You know, you can buy a fleet of motorized bikes for that. Yeah.
$9,000.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
$9,000 for a small one.
That's ridiculous. Okay, forget the Segway comment. We don't want a whole battalion of Segway soldiers. We'll stick to the motorized bikes and four-wheel drives. But I just found it funny over the weekend. It's sad. I shouldn't be making fun of a guy. I didn't even know him, but that he drove a Segway off a cliff. It's like a Thelma and Louise moment, and he uses a Segway. You know, kind of weird. Let's see. I got a loss for words here. I had a brain blockage. I told you guys about the speakers. Yeah, we should. I like that. Ed says we should have gone out and dug more latrines and left the men's room for the ladies. We should have put a cat trench out where the men had to go out in the woods. That's right. You know what? Next year at the pre-planning meeting, I'm going to say Ed Kornke and I agree that we need to just go dig latrines for the men and the women can use the men's room. I think that's what we need to do. And someone's calling me now. Who's calling me? Oh, sure. Turn up the phone during the show. See who that is. Tell him I'm on the show.
Hello.
I think you're right. It would be good training if we all went out and dug latrines. I like that idea.
Doing the show.
We can work that in. And we can put them behind the barn. Actually, we should just build latrines. We need to put a latrine on our shooting range.
Okay.
I hate it. Every time I go out to the shooting range and we really get into the training, I have to walk, you know, like the 300 yards to the bathroom. But what do you want? Are you still there?
You want you to talk to him.
Okay. You said he'd call back?
He said he wants you to call him.
Okay, I'll call him back. But yeah, that's one of the things we want to do. If we could put like a cinder block structure out there with, say, two units in each one for training, it would really augment it. But why not just build some latrines, 55-gallon drums cut in half? We'll pour diesel fuel in there when we're done and set them on fire like we did in Central America. You Vietnam guys. Every good Vietnam War movie shows somebody burning the latrine waste. Have you noticed that? Hamburger Hill, you know, Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, I did it. Did you do it in the sandbox? Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things here is pretty cool. We're, you know, all the veterans that ended up here, all the guys that have, you know, done stuff, just sitting and listening to them talking, and the common threads. Being in the American military is miserable, and just the stupidity never changes. Guys from Vietnam, guys from Korea, the few from World War II that we were talking to guys that were, you know, over in the Middle East and stuff. It's you know, some of the terminology changes and some of the little things change. But just the stupidity never ends. The grunt work's always the same. You know, like you were telling me the story about they put you on like rock foundations and told you to dig bunkers. Here, dig in right here. You know. And the thing that you told me that just shook me to my bone is they send you Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
Send you downtown into these cities with, like, you couldn't even put a magazine in your weapon. You know, didn't want to offend the Muslims. Yeah. So all you young men out there, I want to join the military and go fight for America. You know, I did it, so I'm not going to knock you, but come on. There's no logic in it. We saw pictures of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, military leaders over in Bosnia shaking hands with Al-Qaeda terrorists this weekend, and we're going to put those pictures up. We got a lot of good pictures that we can put up. We're going to have to put a section up on the conference, images from the conference that presenters used, because you need to see this stuff. And it was just amazing just to see how the New World Order, the bad guys, whatever you want to call them, you know, they're all friends. They all shake hands. They're all in bed together. And it's just sad. It's just sad, you know. But fortunately, it was nice to see people waking up to it. We had a lot of, and I'm going to get back to it. We only got 15 minutes left. We had a lot of Chuck Baldwin followers that came to this conference. People that had never seen him but listened to him and love him and were independent or Constitution Party members. In California, it's called the Independent Party. Nationwide, it's a Constitution Party, so that's the difference. We're not like libertarians or anything, but in California, because of a legal battle over verbiage, we couldn't use the word Constitution Party. Stupid, I know. So we're, you know, like the guy that came from Maryland that set up his booth that said Constitution Party. Everybody's like, we don't have that party in California. Well, yeah, it's called the Independent, you know, or the Independent Party, because that's what we have to do legally. But they came out here and they were just... What's with the militia stuff? Why is everybody wearing BDUs? Why are, you know, it was great. We had this mixture of, and forgive me for using the analogy because I know it's kind of trite, but you had like Little House on the Prairie dresses on the ladies, and some of the ladies were wearing BDUs, and some of the guys, there were no guys wearing Little House on the Prairie dresses that I saw, there were so many people, but you know, the guys in BDUs and tactical pants and things like that, and they came in their Sunday go to meeting clothes. And they're kind of like, oh, and then the cowboys coming in with the hats and the boots. And we had one Weisenheimer, Roe, I know you're listening, that wore a Northern artillery officer's hat. And we're like, we love you, Roe, but we're going to get you a Confederate hat for next year. Yeah, next year the water balloons will fly, we decided. Thank you, Debbie. You do not wear a federal... I know he did it as a joke, but it was just funny. Everybody's running around with their Confederate flag shirts and Confederate flag ties, and he shows up with that Northern artillery hat with the, you know, it had the red braids on it, and I'm like, oh no, he just did it to see what people would do, and we loved him, and we, you know, but he's like, for next year, I'm getting a complete uniform. I think it would be great if Roe would dress up as Stonewall Jackson and get the beard or something like that. The pastor dresses up as Stonewall Jackson, so we have to find another officer for Roe to dress up. Yeah, we could have a Mexican General Lee.
You can't be Jackson without a beard.
I know. But wouldn't it be great if we had a Mexican General Lee just to get the racist all mad at us? I think I just broke my headphones here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hooked them on the table. I can fix it. I can fix anything. I got an awesome toolkit.
I can't buy you nothing.
Yeah, I can't buy me nothing. Now one headphone's going... That's okay. Okay. But we did that. But the highlight Saturday night, I want to talk about this. They had a... I have to use this term so that people understand it, a Civil War era dance. We call it the War of Federal Aggression, the War of Northern Aggression, you know, the Rape of the South. That's what we call it. But we had a Civil War era dance. We had 17 lovely ladies dressed up in period clothing. Did you like what they had for you? The little hoop skirt and that. And then we had gentlemen dressed, you know, in different, you know, period or, you know, as close as they could with the white gloves. And we had just, I don't know, how many hours did you guys dance? 4 or 5 hours.
They ended up dancing till
1 in the morning. And they were doing, and if you, no, he did not Minuteman answer that question. John Weaver, it rained all day. And he left this morning. But it was just, it was so fun to see people spinning and twirling, and we set up amplifiers and we're playing Southern dance music from the 1860s, 50s, and 40s. It was awesome. We got out big old spot. The lighting was okay. The rain stopped just in time.
Yes.
The young ladies were going, because the guys all had to wear white gloves and all this stuff. And Minuteman says he got to dance with Debbie. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. He
was
a great partner.
Yeah, great partner. And we were having a blast. And I didn't dance because I fall down. Stacy didn't dance because she gets dizzy. And Lou, well,
I was too busy.
Lou was too busy. Next year, maybe Lou will dance if some young ladies come.
I'll have another excuse.
You'll have another excuse. The power went out in half the building but that gave, I could see some of the, excuse me, Debbie, is Rocky Hill Ranger still listening? How many times do you have to do CPR on Rocky Hill to get him back on the dance floor? That poor guy, you danced his boots off.
Yeah, woohoo!
And so the power going out was a nice little break for I remember Rocky coming in, where's the water? Where's the water? And so that was great. The dancing was a lot. People, and these people coming from Calvary Chapel or Saddleback, they were like, and they got into it. Some of their, you know, they were like, because they gave lessons. They were just really, really, I can wear training wheels, Minuteman is saying, next time I dance. They gave lessons, and they called it out. The pastor's son, Warren Luke, who's a pastor himself. And who was the other guy that was helping? I can't remember his name.
I think, like Ortiz or something.
Ortiz, another pastor. Ortiz was helping out, and it was just to hear that Confederate music playing in the dark, you know, just wafting through the. Oh, it was so nice.
Yeah, I remember the power went out.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I think next year they should do it more. I can't believe it went till 1. Now, how long? Because I fell asleep. I went home, and went to sleep. Do you guys? How late did you guys go? Father daughter team here.
About midnight.
Oh, midnight.
Yeah,
take a break. Yeah, so, you know, but I would like next year, at least, you know, I would like to see us, I'd like to see more uniforms, more Confederate uniforms. Like, 6 months out, we need to find out where we can get some uniforms and start purchasing them. And I think it would be cool if, as hosts of this conference, we try and encourage people to come in that. Because the same weekend, they did the great Fresno Civil War reenactment, which is the biggest reenactment west of the Mississippi. They keep claiming the best in the country, the biggest in the country. I've been to Civil War reenactments in the South, brother. I've been to Virginia, I've been to Alabama, Georgia, and the one in Fresno is nothing compared to that. So those guys are lying over there, but it's still pretty good. And for the last 2 years, they've done it on our weekend of conference. Usually it's the weekend after. So we actually contacted them. It's done by the Fresno Bee. And we're the newspaper. It's not actually a giant bee that does it or anything. But the Fresno Bee is the name of the newspaper. Because it says, you know, read what the buzz about what's going on or something. It's kind of stupid and kid, you know, I'm trying to be
another guy
funny.
Shot.
Yeah, every headline is just another guy shot. Another guy shot. Two guys shot. But
One guy stabbed.
That's the headlines of the Fresno Bee for you. But we're hoping that we can all have our conference. We all have Civil War. It's hard for me to say Civil War attire. War of Northern Aggression, Confederate attire, and then the next weekend everybody can stay the whole week. We fellowship for the whole week. We train for the whole week. And then that next weekend, if they do it the right weekend next time, then we can go to the Civil War reenactment at Kearney Park. That would just be fantastic. We all show up. We're the Kuya Militia, because there were Confederate militias in Tulare County where I'm at. Major Tyree Bell was there. Somebody's calling, and we can't answer the phone. Just pick it up and see who it is. We don't have it hooked up, folks. So you better be trying to sell me health insurance or a fax or something. But
it's so
Look, Lou has to crawl under the desk to answer the phone. Yeah, they have catalogs and stuff here where everybody buys the stuff. Let's all pause and see who Lou's talking to. Who is it, Lou?
It's Rocky.
What? Why are you calling the line during the show, Rocky? You know we can't put it on the air.
He's jealous about me dancing with Minuteman.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know. I don't think he knew that she danced with Minuteman. Maybe a little jealousy going on there. But I think it would be fun, because we do that, because we had, and the last thing I want to stop with was the Jack Henson, story that Pastor John Weaver, and I told you I would get to that, and I only got a couple minutes, I'm gonna do it. You have to go to Google John Weaver and write Jack Henson, H-I-N-S-O-N. Hear that sermon. It's all over the internet. I heard it 5 years ago. He talks about a father whose children were murdered by federal marauders. They were simply hunting teenage boys. They cut their heads off, rode up, put a pistol to the head of the father, then stuck their heads on the gate to their house and threatened to kill everyone in the family and burn the house down for supporting guerrillas. Jack Henson took about 6 months. He was a real estate investor, not a warrior, farmer. He had freed his own slaves, not because he was afraid of being burned out, but because he thought it was the Christian thing to do. His Christian slaves stood by him. He put together a 50 cal, 42-inch barrel muzzle-loading rifle and proceeded to, I don't want to say revenge, it wasn't revenge, seek justice against the very men who brutally, and I can't even go into it on the radio, we have ladies present, on what they did to these young boys before they killed them. And just an example of the atrocities that the federal invaders did to the South. And over the period of the war, without being detected, he even took the ironclad oath. He went undercover. The biblical doctrine of deception. We can lie to our enemy. Stop telling... I get these Christians that email me. You're telling people to lie. You can lie to your enemy. Biblical doctrine of deception. He took the ironclad oath and then went home so they wouldn't suspect him. And then just started wreaking havoc on the North. First, he sought the lieutenant and the sergeant that butchered his children. Then he went after the men in the unit. Then he started harassing riverboats. He's the only case known where a troop ship surrendered to a lone sniper. He, over a period of, I think they said 6 minutes, he took out the officer corps and several of the troops, and the boat on the river, I can't remember which river, was the Ohio River? I can't remember, I apologize. The boat surrendered. They raised the white flag to an unknown sniper. And it just showed that one man, 57 years of age, at the beginning of his battle with the Northerners. And it's an amazing story. So Google Pastor John Weaver, space, Jack Henson sermon. The story of, it's actually called the story of Confederate sniper Jack Henson. I thought last year's Bushwhack Johnson was the story to tell all stories. This one just, you know, because I'm old and fat and slow. But just how he used deception, yeah, and skill to just fight a vicious enemy. And he didn't lower himself to their standard. He didn't go shoot women and children. He engaged soldiers fairly on the battlefield, but he did it with wisdom. And Minuteman saying the freed black slaves, they became free men and Christian men, and took Henson's name, became part of the family, stayed with and helped protect the family when the Northerners came through and burned their farm later on because they just did it anyway. Blacks smuggled the women and children out to protect them from the savages. You know, we often refer to Africans as savages. Who were the savages in that war? It wasn't the slaves that helped their southern family members. It was the northern soldiers under Sheridan and under Sherman. Great, great sermon. And it was funny because I think when he said 57 years of age, a hoot came out of the audience. And there were all these hoary crowns of that age or older that went, yeah! For those of you who don't know what a hoary crown is, it means gray. I didn't just swear there. It's a biblical term. But it was just great to show what one man could do. He was labeled a bushwhacker. I don't think that's a bad term. So later on in the day, after we had shown the video of what our militia has done, you know, kind of a synopsis of our training and who we are, I remember Peter Hammond, whose militias are just... The Christian militias in South Africa are amazing. We don't compare to them. We don't have, of course, the experience they have. We're not fighting every day with Muslims and communists. And we don't have the training level that they do. We do the best we can where we are. And he said, what kind of militia are you? Because he goes, I saw your video. You had everybody had different kinds of weapons, different camouflage. And I said, well, we're bushwhackers like Jack Henson. And this big smile came over his face. And he goes, well, in this terrain, that's perfect. because we're in the mountains. So you've got to hear that Jack Hinson. And what we'll do is, if now that we have some more bandwidth built up, the hour before the show, and we're going to try to do it tomorrow, maybe we'll play some of that. Can you do that, Lou? I don't want to promise something you can't do. I'm not saying, I mean, physically, can you put those CDs on this computer and play them?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could play John Weaver tomorrow, Jack Hinson's audio tomorrow. What do you think, Lou?
I don't know.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Don't cry. Don't make that Lou face. There's that Lou face. See, he clenches his teeth and furrows his brow. But we're going to start teasing you with those things. And so we'll do it. We'll start it at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So you have to stay here, Lou, because I got to go to that meeting tomorrow, but I will be back by 5. But it would be great. You've got to hear this. Now, every one of them, I mean, I don't get too focused on the Muslim problem. I don't get too focused on the Catholic problem or the differences in different things. And some people don't like that. I'm a generalist. I make no apologies for that. But it was nice to hear some people that are, experts that have done the research to show us what Islam, the threat, whether it's being manipulated by the Jesuits or by the New World Order or by the Zionists, who cares? It doesn't matter to me. I look at fruit and results. I don't have the ability to reach out and stop the people that are causing the problem. I have to deal with the results of their actions. And the results of their actions are indeed, what the Muslim terrorists are doing. And no, that doesn't mean I changed my opinion. I don't think that a bunch of Muslims flew planes and took down those buildings all by themselves. So, I haven't had a seed change in my thought process. But I'm going to play these sermons for you because there's a lot of good nuggets of information in them. And I missed you guys. I love you guys. I really do. I don't know what we'd do without you. This show is important to me. This ministry is important to me. And I can't wait to come back tomorrow and talk to you a little more about stuff. And just remember, the website changed. .info at the end. .info. Still the same thing. DutchJones.info. www.DutchJones.info. Tell all your friends, email it to everybody, put it in greeting cards, send it to your grandma on her birthday, tell her to tune in. Keep downloading pod people, keep handing this out to our friends overseas, beyond America. I haven't forgotten about you. I know that the cause of liberty is a global cause. I'm just fighting it in my own backyard. That doesn't mean I've forgotten about you. Just take what we share with you. The gospel is universal. We serve a holy general. We serve an awesome king. There is no king but King Jesus. Some ladies were selling shirts. I loved it. We got a couple. But you've got to remember that you've got to act where you can have an effect. Don't look at the whole world and go, I can do nothing. I'm but one man. I'm but one woman. I'm just a teenager. Do something in your community today to glorify God. Do that first. Do that first. Glorify God first. Honor Him, love Him, worship Him. And the other stuff will fall into place. Don't worry about whether or not you get the right kind of rifle or best camouflage. Love God and love His people and honor Him only first. We'll be back tomorrow with who knows what. Thank you for listening.